Giftedness, quite possibly, is the most important factor to get right when it comes to retaining volunteers. I will never, ever forget years ago standing in the atrium of our church and a glowing volunteer came in and she said, "I could serve in the nursery every single day of my life. I love those kids. I simply come alive when I'm around them. I feel like I'm walking on cloud nine." Literally, moments later, a gentleman approached, sweating, clammy, and clearly agitated. He said, I don't think I can ever do that again. That room is way too hot and it smells. Josh, that room needs to have better ventilation. I mean, literally, he was about to cry. There's no air movement in that room. I know it smells like diapers. These are kids, but you got to do something about that room. Hear me out. Two different people, the exact same set of circumstances on the exact same Sunday morning, yet completely different experiential outcomes. What is normal for some is agony for others. Why, you might ask? It's all about personal giftedness. Jim Collins famously said, "Get them on the bus and get them on the right seat." Do you have room on your leadership bus for somebody who feels called to serve kids but doesn't want to be around kids? Do you have like administrative roles, behind the scene roles, upfront teacher roles, as well as shepherding roles? Create a comprehensive listing of all the volunteer roles and categories according to a variety of gift set. Provide a volunteer job shadowing experience, allowing for a potential volunteer to experience like a trial run of like a particular role in your ministry area. They can easily self-select and be like, "Dude, not a good fit for me." Way easier than signing them up and having them stay there for a long time. Not everyone has been like endowed with the upfront teacher gifts. God has distributed his gifts quite broadly. But if your leadership bus does not have seats for a variety of gifts, volunteers will not last long. Bottom line, we must provide a means for a variety of gifts.